factors that sustain the gendered pleasure gap. Gendered media representations of sexual pleasure and women's performance of sexual emotional labour. Despite decades of awareness about gender equality, a persistent pleasure gap remains between women and men in sexual encounters, with women experiencing significantly fewer orgasms and less sexual pleasure. It is important to note that this gender difference exists primarily in contexts where women have sex with men, while women who have sex with women tend to experience more orgasms and sexual pleasure. Since the gendered pleasure gap cannot be explained by biological factors, researchers continue investigating hidden socio-cultural forces that perpetuate this inequality. Two complementary studies from Tanya Oschatz at Johannes Gutenberg University and her colleagues reveal previously overlooked contributors to this gap: women's performance of sexual emotional labour in intimate relationships and biased media representations of sexual pleasure. The first study developed a comprehensive measurement tool to identify and quantify sexual emotional labour among women, while the second examined how popular media representations might reinforce gender disparities in sexual pleasure. The concept of emotional labour, which basically means adjusting or suppressing one's emotions to enhance another person's well-being, originally emerged from research on service industry workers who were expected to manage their emotions to enhance customer experiences. This phenomenon extends far beyond the workplace into intimate relationships. Sexual emotional labour refers to the emotional work that individuals perform during sexual encounters to prioritise their partner's needs over their own. Due to gendered roles and norms, emotional labour is disproportionately performed by women because it is often considered a natural behaviour for them. Understanding this hidden form of gender inequality in sexuality has become increasingly important as it may have a widespread impact on women's sexual satisfaction and agency. When women engage in extensive sexual emotional labour, they do so by sacrificing their own needs and desires. However, the research team recognised that, despite extensive research on emotional labour in other contexts, the sexual domain remained largely unexplored. Oschatz and her research team conducted three studies to develop and validate their women's sexual emotional labour assessment, with a sample of over 800 women from the UK and the US. For the first study, based on past qualitative interview studies, the research team identified major themes of sexual emotional labour and created a set of items for each one of them. The first theme involves faking orgasm, which research consistently shows women do far more frequently than men. While not all instances of faking orgasm constitute emotional labour, partner-focused reasons such as protecting a partner's ego or preventing them from feeling inadequate represent the most common motivations. The second theme encompasses tolerating discomfort or pain during sexual activities to avoid making partners uncomfortable. Research indicates that approximately 30% of women in the United States report painful sexual experiences during intercourse, compared to only 7% of men. Most importantly, research also shows that many women do not communicate their experiences of pain to their sex partners because they do not want to make them or the situation uncomfortable. The third theme focuses on partner-referenced sexual satisfaction, where women define their own sexual satisfaction primarily based on their partner's pleasure rather than their own experience. This pattern reflects broader cultural tendencies where women are socialised to prioritise others' needs. The fourth theme involves performing desire, which means engaging in sexual activity or specific behaviours despite lacking genuine desire. Studies show that 65% of women compared to 40% of men report having agreed to sex when they did not want to at least once in their lives. The final scale revealed this four-factor structure. The scale proved to be reliable across study 1 and 2. In study 3, the researchers looked at how women's sexual emotional labour performance relates to other factors. They found that women who scored higher on sexual emotional labour were less sexually satisfied, had less sexual pleasure, were less likely to communicate their sexual needs, felt less sexual agency, and were more likely to behave submissively during sex. Interestingly, sexual emotional labour was only weakly related to the endorsement of feminine gender norms. This may be unexpected, as in other areas of life, women who are more traditional in their gender role endorsement are found to engage in more emotional labour. In sexuality, however, even women who consider themselves feminist or liberal may still perform sexual emotional labour. This could suggest that this form of emotional labour is especially automatic, invisible, and therefore often goes unrecognised. Oschatz and her colleagues conducted a second complementary study, a comprehensive analysis of sexual content across 7 highly popular Netflix series, chosen for their availability, popularity, recency, and sexual content, to examine how sexual behaviours, orgasm experiences, and gender roles are portrayed. Their findings reveal a complex picture of how mainstream media represents sexual pleasure and agency. The researchers studied 271 sex scenes between one woman and one man from 7 popular Netflix shows such as Bridgerton, Sex Education, and The Witcher. They used sexual script theory as their framework, which suggests that people learn cultural blueprints about how sexual behaviour should unfold through media and social influences. Sexual scripts are often quite gendered and represent women and men in stereotypical ways, for example, showing a woman as passive and a man as dominant. For their analysis, the researchers looked for 3 main things: whether characters had orgasms, what sexual activities were shown, like oral sex, and who was in charge during sex, who started it, who controlled it, and who spoke up about what they wanted. The analysis showed that women's orgasms were depicted significantly less frequently than men's orgasms, with women experiencing orgasm in approximately 6% of sexual scenes compared to 10% for men. This disparity was statistically significant, though considerably smaller than the gender gaps found in analyses of pornographic content. The study revealed that sexual behaviours in these popular series were predominantly limited to penile-vaginal intercourse, which appeared in 63% of scenes and was by far the most commonly shown form of sexual behaviour aside from kissing or touching. This emphasis on penetrative sex reflects broader cultural tendencies to define only this activity as real sex, despite the fact that many women are not able to experience orgasm through this form of sexual behaviour. However, the research also uncovered some potentially positive trends. Contrary to expectations, cunnilingus, oral sex performed on a vulva, was portrayed more frequently than fellatio, oral sex performed on a penis, in the analysed content. Cunnilingus appeared in 9% of scenes compared to 4% for fellatio, representing a notable departure from pornographic content where fellatio typically dominates. One of the most striking findings from the Netflix analysis concerned gendered sexual scripts. The content challenged many traditional expectations. Female characters were equally likely as male characters to initiate sexual encounters and take control during sexual activities. When verbal expression of sexual needs and desires occurred, women were actually more likely than men to communicate their wants and boundaries. The findings of this study reveal a striking paradox in contemporary media representations of sexuality. While women characters were portrayed as equally sexually agentic as men, initiating encounters, taking control, and expressing their desires, the actual sexual behaviours depicted still centred predominantly on male pleasure. Penetrative sex dominated the scenes, with limited representation of activities that typically lead to women's orgasms, and men's orgasms were shown more frequently than women's. These complementary studies reveal how gender inequality in intimate relationships operates through multiple interconnected mechanisms, from individual emotional labour to cultural representations in popular media. Addressing these disparities requires both personal awareness and broader cultural change to create more equitable and satisfying intimate relationships for all individuals. This SciPod is a summary of the intimate and sexual costs of emotional labour, the development of the Women's Sexual Emotional Labour Assessment in Archives of Sexual Behaviour, and Women's Sexual Agency, Pleasure and Orgasm in Popular Netflix Series, a quantitative content analysis of mixed gender scenes published in Sex Roles. For further information, you can connect with Tanya Oschatz at toschatz@uni-mainz.de.